Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep.
All right, team. Today, we're diving deep into bleeding disorders, a topic that can often trip up even the best of us. We're going to break down three crucial bleeding disorders you absolutely need to know: von Willebrand disease, hemophilia A, and uremic platelet dysfunction. We'll cover their classic presentations, how to diagnose them, their pathophysiology, and most importantly, how to treat them effectively.
That's right, Mars. Let's start with von Willebrand disease. This is super common, and you're bound to see it.
So, Chris, what's the classic way von Willebrand's disease shows up on an exam question?
Great question. Picture this. You have a 16-year-old girl presenting with heavy menstrual bleeding that started around menarche. She also has a history of frequent nosebleeds and prolonged bleeding after something simple like a dental extraction. And here's a key clue. Her mother and maternal aunt have similar symptoms. On labs, you'll see a normal platelet count, a prolonged bleeding time, and a mildly prolonged PTT.
The classic bleeding presentation with a family history. So how do we diagnose it, and what's actually going wrong in the body?
Diagnosis hinges on finding decreased von Willebrand factor antigen or activity, often confirmed with an abnormal Risdocetin cofactor test. You might also see that mildly prolonged PTT, or activated partial thromboplastin time, due to low factor VIII. Platelets themselves are normal in count.
Okay, so why are these things happening? What's the pathophysiology of von Willebrand disease?
Normally, von Willebrand factor acts like a glue gun, tethering platelets to the damaged subendothelium via the GPIB receptor. It also stabilizes circulating factor VIII. In von Willebrand's disease, you either have a deficiency of von Willebrand factor or dysfunctional von Willebrand factor. This leads to impaired platelet adhesion and decreased factor VIII. The result is a defect in primary hemostasis, meaning the platelet plug, and a mild defect in secondary hemostasis, meaning the clot stabilization.
Got it. So how do we treat this, especially on the wards?
For type 1 von Willebrand's disease, which is a partial deficiency, we use DDAVP, or desmopressin. This drug releases von Willebrand factor and factor VIII from endothelial stores. For severe cases or before major surgery, we give von Willebrand factor-containing factor concentrates.
Any crucial caveats or pitfalls with DDAVP?
Yes, DDAVP can cause hyponatremia because of an SIADH-like effect. Always monitor sodium. Also, DDAVP works best on mild von Willebrand's disease. If you have a severe dysfunction or deficiency in von Willebrand's factor, then you need to provide the factor itself.
All right, shifting gears from platelets to factors, let's talk about hemophilia A, also known as factor VIII deficiency.
How does hemophilia A typically present, Mars?
Classic case is an 8-year-old boy who shows up with a swollen, painful knee after a minor fall. That's a hemarthrosis, bleeding into a joint. Family history matters, often maternal uncles with similar symptoms. Labs show a prolonged PTT with a normal PT and normal platelet count and normal bleeding time.
So we see prolonged PTT again, but a normal bleeding time, which is a key difference from von Willebrand's disease, which has a prolonged bleeding time. Are there other ways we can distinguish this from other causes, and what's the underlying issue?
Diagnosis is prolonged PTT, normal PT, normal platelets, and normal bleeding time. The mixing study is key. Mix patient plasma with normal plasma. If the PTT corrects, it's a factor deficiency, in this case factor VIII. Then a factor VIII assay confirms it.
And the pathophysiology?
Hemophilia A is an X-linked recessive defect in factor VIII, part of the intrinsic pathway. Without it, you don't generate enough thrombin, so fibrin clots are unstable. That's why you see deep tissue bleeds and hemarthroses.
Given those deep bleeds, how do we treat hemophilia A?
Severe cases or pre-op give factor VIII concentrate. For mild hemophilia A, we can use DDAVP to raise factor VIII. For mucosal or dental bleeding, tranexamic acid helps as an antifibrinolytic.
All right, Mars, let's move on to our final bleeding disorder, uremic platelet dysfunction, also known as uremic coagulopathy.
How does a patient with uremic platelet dysfunction typically present?
Picture a 55-year-old man with end-stage renal disease on dialysis. He's got oozing at his AV fistula site after cannulation. Labs show normal PT, normal PTT, normal platelets, but prolonged bleeding time.
So normal labs except for bleeding time, that's tricky. How do we diagnose this and what's the underlying issue?
Diagnosis is normal coagulation panel plus prolonged bleeding time. Also, the BUN will be elevated. A platelet function assay confirms abnormal adhesion and aggregation.
And why are these patients bleeding even with a normal platelet count?
Uremic toxins. They interfere with platelet endothelial interactions and degranulation. Platelets are present but dysfunctional, so adhesion and aggregation fail.
Fascinating. So how do we treat someone with uremic platelet dysfunction, especially if they're actively bleeding?
The go-to is DDAVP. It releases von Willebrand factor and factor VIII to help platelets function. Dialysis addresses the root cause by clearing toxins. In urgent cases, cryoprecipitate or conjugated estrogens can be used.
Any pitfalls?
Yes. Platelet transfusions usually don't work until the uremia is corrected.
All right, that wraps up our deep dive into these three critical bleeding disorders. To consolidate everything, let's hit our top five high-yield facts for your shelf exam.
You got it.
Number one, von Willebrand disease presents as mucocutaneous bleeding in a female with family history, prolonged bleeding time, and sometimes a mildly prolonged PTT.
Number two, DDAVP is first line for mild von Willebrand's disease and mild hemophilia A by releasing von Willebrand factor and factor VIII. Watch for hyponatremia.
Number three, hemophilia A is X-linked recessive, causes deep tissue bleeds, and has a prolonged PTT that corrects with the mixing study.
Number four, uremic platelet dysfunction causes bleeding in renal failure with normal PT, normal PTT, and normal platelets, high BUN, but prolonged bleeding time.
Number five, platelet transfusions don't work well in uremic platelet dysfunction until the uremia is corrected.
All right, team, keep studying. We'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.
Peace.